Special guest joining us here on the Outdoor Show, Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River. Well, thanks for taking my call today, Walt.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, I'm glad I caught you because I know after these cold nights, we've had a couple of frosts now. The ferns and the leaves are starting to come down a little bit, and you've been out there in the field yourself, right, doing some hunting?
I've actually been out a couple times this year, which usually the preserve is so busy that it's hard for me to get away. And I am putting a lot of birds up. It's just tough seeing them. It's going to be 2 weeks before, that you're really going to be able to get some good shots. It's tough right now.
Now, did you go out yesterday or since it's cooled down at all?
Yes, and it was great for the dogs. You could actually hunt more than 20 minutes. So that was good. I just had a client out here at Black Duck. He went hunting yesterday down in Garden, and he hunted for a little more than an hour, and he put up 5 grouse.
Okay.
And that seems to be kind of the normal. I mean, I'm hearing a lot more people that are seeing birds that are saying, well, I haven't seen anything. But there's a lot of birds out there this year.
So in your opinion, have the coveys broken up?
No.
Okay, they're still together.
Some of them are, but they're not completely broke up. Once those coveys get broke up, you're going to start seeing a lot more birds. So the guys that are going out and not seeing any birds, you give it another week, especially with it being cold, those coveys should start be breaking up here in the next week, 10 days. And I'm sure some of them already have, but not all of them.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, 5 birds flushed in an hour. How do you rank that for UP grouse hunting?
Well, when I was with Rough Grouse Society, the average flush rate was 2.5 birds an hour. That was the average.
So that's pretty good then.
Oh, 5 birds an hour, and I've had days that I've done better than that.
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm saying that's the average, so.
That's the national average is 2.5 birds an hour, and they say that that's good.
Hmm.
So we're way past that. Now, I'm going over to Newberry for the next 4 days. I got a bunch of buddies that I hunt with every year over there, and I'm going to have 4 full days on the ground, so I'm going to be able to give you a real good idea of what we're seeing and what we're doing.
Now, let me ask you this, because all the reports I'm getting in, almost everyone is telling me the same thing. You got to get away from the Lake Superior shoreline. You got to get inland a ways to see birds. Are you seeing the same thing, or would you agree?
Well, I tend to hunt down this way more, more in the Gwynn area, Arnold area is where I concentrate. And
so you haven't been up to the Newberry area yet?
No, I have not been in Newberry area. I talked to a good friend of mine up there, and he has been putting a lot of birds out every time he goes out.
Okay. And when we continue with Walt Noah from Black Duck Hunting Preserve in Rapid River, we're going to talk about woodcock coming down, flight birds, that is, and also chat about his trip to North Dakota, as he has a couple of openings still. If you're interested, we'll tell you about that. And our next outdoor report coming up later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.